can't sleep, trapped in my own mind. Anxiety. Drowning in the darkness, just can't see the light.
Depression.
Doubtful, insecure, can I really do this?
Imposter syndrome.
I'm alone, unloved, just feel invisible.
That's loneliness.
We're not therapists, but we need one.
Hello, and welcome to We're Not Therapists,
But We Need One.
The podcast where we have honest and vulnerable conversations about our mental health with one another.
I'm Jay.
And I'm Anthony, and neither of us are therapists.
But we're trying to help ourselves and each other by sharing our experiences and feelings.
In this show, we'll deep dive into topics like anxiety, depression,
self-esteem, trauma, and more.
We'll talk about how they affect us,
how we cope,
and what we've learned along the way.
We're not doing this to bash or blame anyone,
especially our families, who may have contributed to our mental health challenges.
We're doing this to heal and grow,
and hopefully inspire others who can relate and open your mind to your own healing.
We also want to warn you that this show may contain some sensitive and triggering content.
We'll be talking about personal and painful things that happen to us and how they still affect us to this day.
If you're not comfortable with that, or if you feel like you need professional help,
this show may not be for you. But
if you're ready to join us on this journey of self-discovery and self-improvement, we're glad to have you.
We're not experts, but we're honest and we're not alone.
Now, let's start the timer. Anthony, how do you feel today?
I'm having a fucking real one today, Jay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this is kind of a bad day. It's been kind of a bad couple of days. Stressful and a lot of shit going on.
What the hell did you do?
I don't know. I think I'm just burnt out on reality. Existence is exhausting.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just, work has been crazy the last day and a half. Last two days. And work doesn't normally bother me, but we had like this Comedy Bears happen yesterday. And part of it was my fault, and it made more work for myself, but more importantly, it made more work for my coworker. And that I fucking hate. I hate making mistakes that make other people do work. And I know it happens to me too, and I give people forgiveness that I'm not giving myself, but like, anyways, and then today was just busy as hell, and a lot of people wanted a lot of things. And then, of course, that, and I'm going to shoot you real straight, that big, beautiful bill went through the Senate, and it just, the rest of my day, I was like, fuck this. Why do I have to sit here and do this fucking job every fucking day where people blah, 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 and want shit from me, and then the world is collapsing around me, and I just have to come and go to fucking work and do this fucking job while I'm watching society just crumble. And anyways, so yeah, I'm having kind of a bad couple of days in my head about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm really tired, but that's only because I am low on calories right now. And I was like, well, I'm just going to eat this after I make it. And so I'm struggling a smidge, but, other than that, it was actually a tolerable day so far, a tolerable week for me. After last week was actually like, last week was not my week. Everything was off. Everything was bad. I couldn't focus on anything. I just was a waste of a human being. I did the absolute minimal effort in anything I could possibly do because my sleep schedule was off and everything, and it just fucked me over, which just, God, it sucked.
Yeah, I feel that.
Because it made me feel like useless in the world, like nothing could work.
Yeah, I've been like, I don't know, I wake up tired. I just wake up tired every day, and I think that's also annoying the fuck out of me. So like, is there ever going to be a time when I wake up and I'm not like exhausted?
I think that's just adult.
I know. And that's, I think, the part about it that also bothers me is I'm just like, is it just going to be this like forever? And I don't know. I don't like the thought of that.
It is depressing when. Well, I was actually talking about this the other day, and I said one of the things I've learned is that ADHD is, you get out of the kitchen, bud. ADHD is really just complementary to all of my struggles with my focus and my sleep and everything. And stay. Sorry.
It's okay.
He does not like to listen because he's a personality of his own.
Well, as well he should.
Reggie! Stay. Sorry, listeners, you had to listen to me yell. It's the only way that I can get him to listen sometimes because it's the shock factor that makes him go, oh, I think Dad means it. But anyways, yeah, my ADHD gets in the way of a lot, I've noticed. I get distracted from a lot of things, and also I read that ADHD is a big cause into bad sleep.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, my sleep apnea machine, my CPAP machine helps, but in general, I think my mind's always busy of some sort. Like, I don't understand how people just completely shut their minds off and don't think.
I don't think really many people do. I think the people who do that are rare exceptions.
I'll still never forget the time that I was at a company culture event. And they're like, all right, what we're going to do is sit in our chair and just have a quiet mind and listen to what we're saying. And my mind was super busy about trying to quiet down. It was like too busy telling itself, you need to quiet down. And why aren't you quieting down? Like, why can't you just listen to this guy listening to nothing he's saying? And then on top of it, I'm like, well, you can't listen here. So, and I go down this whole path and I went, hey, I think I should get this diagnosed.
I mean, honestly, like I just think a lot more, it's indicative of our generation and future generations because we have so much fucking shit going on all the time. I mean, we are constantly barraged with shit. How are we ever supposed to pay attention to anything?
I mean, well, it doesn't help that we're always on these devices that keep us active, that keep us... We're dealing with all these mini short videos that you scroll through. We're dealing with just nonstop notifications, nonstop news, nonstop everything. And it's just constantly keeping you busy in the mind. And it's exhausting.
Yeah. Yeah, it really fucking is. And we just have, I don't know, we just have way more going on. Like, before, I would never have known about the big, beautiful bill until, like, you know, whatever, 6 p.m. whenever I watched the news tonight after I got home from work and my wife was making me a casserole.
Standing there with a martini.
Exactly. Oh, my God. But now I get that shit in real time. And honestly, this one was sort of my fault. I deigned to go to the news app. No, you know, it wasn't the news app that showed me. It was Tumblr of all places, because Tumblr is sort of the catch-22 of the internet. You can find a lot of fun stuff there, but then you also have to deal with the fact that it's a lot of people posting a lot of news, like very opinion, leftist news, which is great, but it's still like they're you get it no matter what. You're gonna get it anyway.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I see it on Facebook, of course, and I have to really just scroll through a lot of it because so many people post stories from heavily opinionated news, and I don't like to be fed my thoughts on it. I just like to be given the facts so I can come to my own conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of them are written for me to just be angry. And I'm like, let me just be angry at my normal level.
Well, I think that's part of it is like there's always going to be like these headlines that are going to make me upset no matter what I do. And I was off Facebook for a really hot minute which was great. But I got back on because I'm trying to like dip my toes in the water of being more personable. And I don't know, it just drives me insane, man. Because I wonder, and I don't know if it's true or that, you know, our generation is going through a lot of shit and our, you know, that at our age that previous generations didn't have to necessarily go through, but where was I going with this? I wonder often if maybe like this is the experience that everybody has growing up and into being, you know, middle-aged and adults, if this is just what everybody goes through.
Yeah.
You know, like, and
like, are we also, are we actually special as millennials? Like they always say that we're going really, through all.
They
this
really think
stuff.
We believe it. Well, I mean, to some degree, the answer is yes, because we're aware of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could have been in, you know, let's say the 1920s, having a lot of shit going on around you and never being aware of everything that's happening in the world.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah.
And so I think awareness is a whole big part of it.
Can I just not be aware?
Oh, my God. I wish. That would be fantastic.
I understand why people don't want to be on the grid. That's for sure.
Oh my God. You know, you and me both, I get it. But yeah, so I mean, I think there is some credence to that. I think there's some reality to that. I'm going to need to make another jar of these pickles. Shit.
Speaking of, what are you making?
Right now, I'm making pickles.
I'm making pickles.
So we, I decided this season to grow, squash and cucumber, and I've never done that before.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't sure like how much I would have of each, and I went out there one day after not seeing any cucumbers in the garden like 2 days before that, and there were like 4 fully grown ones. And so right now I'm making pickles in an effort to use the cucumbers, but you know, the way I intended to, which is grow them, have them fresh if I want them, but then preserve them if we don't use them.
Nice.
Yeah.
Pickles.
Yeah.
You know, just, I've never made pickles.
Like back in the 1920s, it's super easy.
I know.
Very easy.
It's dawned on me. I've never made them. I can even make them ridged.
I wish I had a ridged cutter because that sounds nice.
I was like, I could pull out my little mandolin cutter.
Because I've got mandolins. I don't have one that has the ridge cutting. Well, maybe I do.
Maybe I don't know. I do.
But, yeah, so that's what I am making. What are you making?
I am making my spaghetti recipe, deciding if it's the one I want to commit to.
Well, hang on one moment. I'm going to grab another jar because I need one because I've got more pickles.
Well,
so explain your spaghetti recipe while I'm walking away.
Well, it is spaghetti. I am making the sauce homemade. I'm Italian right now. I mean, it's just a spaghetti recipe. I'm just sauteing onions right now. And then I'm going to add the garlic and the meat and then make the sauce. And it just has to simmer forever. So I think the second episode we record tonight will just be me simmering sauce.
That's funny that you say that because I made a lot of sauces in the last 2 weeks.
Well, it's my turn, bitch.
We had company over Friday? Yeah, Friday. And in honor of Amberell, may she rest in peace, I made Amberell's excellent meatballs, and I made her scratch marinara sauce, her slow cooked marinara sauce that takes like 2 or 3 hours. And what else did I make? I made her own a homemade pasta recipe too. So made that the other day. And then the week before that, I made my own scratch marinara sauce that I make. Not marinara, just a red sauce. Sorry, excuse me.
I just had a flashback to something. Listeners, I'm sorry. I'm talking about something that I can't tell you on air. Remind me after we're done, Anthony, to tell you something I said this weekend about her that was just poorly timed but meant nothing bad.
Fantastic.
At a brunch. I was at a brunch.
You asshole. Why would you be mean to Amberell?
Oh, no, no. It was actually... I was actually just saying something about one of her phrases. But anyway, I had a delicious brunch this weekend, by the way, with some friends. There's a new restaurant that's opened up close to me, and they make Southern food.
Ooh, I love a Southern restaurant.
Oh, God, they're so good. And they're not priced bad. Like, the first time I went there, I had their fried chicken because I am very, very critical of fried chicken. And it's hard to find a restaurant that makes good fried chicken. And this one did a really good job.
Nice. We have this place here called Wanda J's, and they do fried chicken, and it is so good.
This place also, my friend on brunch morning got a fried bologna sandwich. This is kind of a nicer restaurant, but they still serve like Southern food like that. And so we got this fried bologna sandwich, and it looked so good.
I mean, it's Southern food. You can't not have the staples.
Oh, God, yeah. I did a BLT the other day, and they do a, oh, you wouldn't like this, but a blue cheese potato salad.
I mean, I wouldn't probably not try it. I would try it.
It's delicious. And then for brunch, I just did their specialty breakfast, which was sausage and bacon, hash browns. Well, it's more like potatoes, which are delicious, and eggs. And then they do one biscuit with peppered gravy on it, and woof. Delicious. Nice. Would go back again. So it was nice having this weekend where I got to spend a lot of time with friends. And then I even had some time to myself because... God fucking knows I needed it.
Yeah, after we had friends over on Friday, I took the next 2 days to just not do jack shit. I've been so peopled out lately, and part of it is because I have this, you know, what we were talking about earlier. I've gotten so irritated with the news and hearing so much, and it's really made me lose faith in people in general. Like, I find myself being angry at people just out and about. And I think part of it is, you know, because people suck and because I worked retail for 12 years and account management for another 3. And so I had to deal with people. But I think another part of it is just the current political climate and knowing that, you know, we're a red state, knowing that there are several many people who support this, honestly, like fascism.
Oh,
and they
sure
don't think it is. They think it's freedom, but what they are getting freedom, what they're getting in freedom is freedom from having to deal with, you know, people who are minorities.
Yeah. Well, it's always a control thing. If they feel like they can't criticize people, they're losing control in their minds. So their theory is, well, we'll swap it around and get control and tell you that you can't do things then.
Yep.
And so that's all it is. It's just control. They feel like they're losing control. So this is their way of feeling like they're in control.
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing, is I don't understand people's need to control other people like that. But then again, I guess if you've had that privilege your whole life, when you start losing it, I suppose it would feel a little bit like you're losing rights that you had.
Yeah, of being a dickwad that treats people badly.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just kind of like, I got to the point where I was like, I'm not upset about it anymore because I realized that you're acting out because you're scared. You're scared that if you don't have control, then you're in danger. And so it's nice to know that me just existing puts them in a fearful mood where they feel like they have to protect themselves. So I'm just like, oh, okay. So I'm in this weird power mood that I didn't understand I was in. I just got to figure out how to use it right now.
Yeah, I feel like that's the thing is there's part of me that I go through these parabolic arcs of emotions where I'm just like, you know what? Fuck you. I exist. And you're just going to have to see it. And you're going to have to feel upset. And I hope that seeing me wearing my gay little earrings out and about upsets you. Not wearing them right now, but.
Yeah, I like live with this bracelet on now, like all my gay stuff, because I'm just like, oh, I need you to know that I'll kick your ass while I'm also fag. Gay.
Yes. Well, and that's just the thing. It's like, I guess that's been my headspace recently is I get that, and then I get the frustration that people can't just let people exist. And I also, like, we're at a point now where we have these, you know, federally run detention centers that we're keeping people at against their will and without due process. I mean, that's just a concentration camp. Yeah. We're gas chambers and mass shootings away from a second Holocaust here in the United States. And people think it's freedom. They think it's freedom. And it just blows my mind. I'm like, if you can be arrested as a U.S. citizen, held without due process, and, I mean, deported without any reason, then you're not really free, right? Like, that's insane.
Well, and my other thing is the whole argument is that they're criminals and they're, like, my family, for example, talked about how they rape children. I was like, oh, okay, well, that's interesting because the church has this very, very long history of raping, molesting, and grooming children. And I'm like, we don't talk about that, though, because that's something you're related to. So this scenario allows you to be publicly racist in a way that's acceptable to you feel is acceptable. And I'm like, oh, I get what this is. It's racism, just cloaked.
It's just racism. It's the same thing that we've been going through for decades. And to some degree, that upsets me. But then in another way, it gives me a little bit of hope because it's like fighting through molasses, but it feels like maybe we are making progress. And this happening is a sign that that progress is getting to a tipping point.
Yeah.
You know, like this is people lashing out because they feel like they're losing control of the society that they want to see existing around them. They don't want to have these other people existing in their spaces. And so this is their effort to try to control that.
And in progress, there's always a dip back. That's what history shows, is how we get progress and then something erupts and things get jostled and everything feels a little torturous for a minute. And then society moves on past it.
Yeah. Which I hope is what we see here.
I just feel like it has to happen that way because that's just how it's always worked. In its own mysterious way that nobody ever sees in the moment. All I know is I look back at things like women's rights and civil rights movements, and the people who were always fighting are the ones that progress society. So I'm like, okay, I feel like I'm on the good side.
Yep. Well, I mean, that's true. It's always true. It's just like this. It's just such a... It's wild to think that we're still fighting some of those fights to such a degree, like, you know, for women's rights to have control of their body, for, you know, people's right to vote, especially people of color who have been displaced by gerrymandering. So it is this weird space in my head, and it's because I want to have faith in people. I want people to generally be good. And I think that the people who make these choices to vote for people like this are not all in all just bad and evil, but they are making horribly evil choices.
Yeah, and I've had to put myself in a mindset where I'm like, I can't control other people. So I have to put myself in a good headspace in order to make good decisions, in order to progress society in the way that I can, which is to be a well-adjusted person that has very well thought out opinions and that could potentially get people to change their mind, because I'm not being angry at them. I'm being aware and I'm being informative when I need to be, and I'm calling out the necessary things very respectfully. Well, not respectfully, but very calmly.
I was going to say respectfully, maybe, maybe not there.
No, I was like, not respectfully, because if your opinion is shitty, I'll just call it out.
Yeah, well, and you should. I think that's the other thing, is a lot of times people say these things and they're emboldened by nobody responding.
And that's it. I want to be the one that responds.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I'm at with it, too, is just I'm going to be kind of a I'm going to be the dick in the room. I'm going to be the person who you think is going to, you know, cow to you because you're angry and mean and mad about gay people or black people or, you know, Hispanic people. But just not today, man. Like, you know, I've had people at work, not many, because nobody really talks to me there because I'm a homosexual in a blue collar environment. But somebody made like a sidelong comment about trans people, and I just immediately was like, what do you mean by that? And then made them elaborate, and I was like, don't you think that, you know, you don't know them as well as they know themselves? That's not a choice you get to make in a free country for them.
Yeah, I enjoy the, like, making them think things through, because again, I know I bring this up a lot. During the election, I remember making my mother actually elaborate on things, and she couldn't. Yeah. What we did is, whenever she talked about it, all she could do is say exactly what she was told to say on TV. And that was a justification. I was like, no, 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 no. You don't get by with that. You have to actually give me some facts of how you understand that. Otherwise, nothing you say is valid to me.
Well, and I think that's, Jesus Christ, Joe's here, and so Ricky's freaking out. But I think that's part of it, is they don't come by that information on their own. It's not anything that they learn. It's something that they're told, and they just believe it pell-mell.
Yeah.
And I know that to be true because the talking points are always the same.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Like, I could go down anyone and they're going to scream the same thing. And I'll be like, okay, elaborate. Tell me more. Because maybe you have something that I don't know. Show me where I need to know this. Make me aware.
Make me aware.
Educate me. Don't just tell me things that I'm supposed to believe, because that's it. I don't just look at people and go, oh, well, you told me something, so I have to believe it, because I've learned the hard way, especially learning from my parents. They're wrong about a lot of things, and I had to relearn a lot of life.
Yeah, that is real fucking true.
And that was such a pain in the ass to be like, fuck, everything I learned is just old information that you had from 1975.
And I do think that's funny, because our parents, just at their ages, tended to get more conservative as they got older. And I wonder what the difference was there. I wonder if it's because they didn't see enough of the world in their lifetimes. They didn't get the visibility into it that we did, to inform their decisions differently and to inform their opinions differently. So,
well,
I don't know.
So I think of it the way I see it, and I could easily be wrong on this, is our parents. A lot of our parents, especially conservative ones, did nothing to expand their life beyond what they're used to now.
That's true.
And so what's happened is they have surrounded themselves, because the news wasn't readily available until within the last 15 years. And so they've surrounded themselves with echo chambers of what they want to think, what they want to believe. And so that's centered them into this conservative belief, or some of the ones unexperienced, the conservative belief that the way they see things is accurate. And they've limited themselves because they have not wanted to expand beyond what they're comfortable with. They put themselves in a comfort zone, which has made them this person they are today, of telling us that we have to adapt to them and stick with their comfort level. Yeah. Because it makes them scared that we're growing.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is, it's annoying, but I've also learned that I don't give a shit.
That's it. I'm just like, okay, well, be uncomfortable. I don't give a shit.
I mean, that's their problem. It's not
that's
my
life.
Problem.
You know how uncomfortable life is?
Yeah. I'm not going to sit there. It's the whole reason why I don't go, you know, to see a good portion of my family, because I'm not going to sit there and make myself less for them.
Right.
And I'm not going to sit there and enjoy them talking about, you know, how they hate immigrants and how they hate people of color, just and sit there and not say something. So the whole experience is going to be bad for everybody, because I'm going to call you out on it. And then none of us are going to have a good time.
Yeah. It's going to be real awkward after that. That
yeah,
a lot of red pepper flakes. So that's gonna.
I saw that.
AF.
I saw that. Good luck with that.
Thank you. Hopefully the sugar calms that down a bit.
Oh,
well, I just shook it and I was like, "Eek! Yikes!"
Yeah, when I made the marinara the other day, I salted a little too much. I'm not used to doing that, so it was a moment. I ate it. I was like, "This isn't." So salty you can't eat it, but it is too salty.
Yeah. Well, I did this one time before and I survived, so.
Well, and that was one of those things where I was like, this isn't a throw it away and let's order pizza moment, but it is a moment to learn, because I'd never made that specific marinara recipe before, so.
And I love spaghetti so much. I just don't eat it that much, but oops, I love it's it. 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, you don't, no, oops. Finish the thought.
Oh, well. I love spaghetti a lot, and next week I'll tell you how much more I love it.
Find out next week just how much he loves it. Bye, listeners.
And we're out of time.
Thank you for joining us today on our show. As you can see, therapy is not always easy, but it can be very rewarding and healing.
If you want to follow our journey and see how we progress, tune in next episode for the continuation of We're Not Therapists, But We Need One.
Join us on our socials, TikTok, Facebook, Threads, and Instagram, and email us at nopenottherapists@gmail.com.
That's nopenottherapists@gmail.com.
We would love to hear your thoughts on our journey, or any questions you have that we can help answer. Until then,
stay safe.
Mental health is a serious and important issue that affects millions of people around the world.
If you or someone you know is struggling with depression, anxiety, trauma, or have any other mental health conditions, you're not alone, and there is help available.
You don't have to suffer in silence or feel ashamed of your feelings.
There are many resources and support networks that can help you cope and heal.
Here are just a few.
The Crisis Text Line, which is a 24/7 service that connects you to trained crisis counselors who can help you with any type of emotional crisis. You can text HOME to 741-741 in the U.S. or Canada, or 85258 in the U.K., or 50808 in Ireland. You can also visit crisistextline.org for more information.
The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which is a 24/7 service that provides free and confidential support for people in distress, as well as prevention and crisis resources. You can call them at 1-800-273-8255 or chat online at suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
The Headspace app, which is a meditation and mindfulness app that can help you reduce stress, improve your mood, and enhance your well-being. The app offers guided meditations, breathing exercises, sleep sounds, and other tools that can help you relax and cope with your emotions. You can download the app for free and try it for 10 days or subscribe for unlimited access to all features. You can find the app on the App Store or Google Play, or visit headspace.com for more information.
These are just some of the resources that we have found helpful, but there are many more out there that can suit your needs or preferences. The most important thing is to reach out for help when you need it, and to know that you are not alone. Mental health is not a weakness, but a strength, and taking care of it is one of the best things you can do for yourself and your loved ones. Until next time.